Welcome back to Level Up with Andy Buck. Have you ever thought that there must be something greater out there to serve? Yeah, me too. Well, you're in the right place, because here at Level Up with Andy Buck, we're going to learn life skills, people skills, and sales skills that will help you level up and become the world changer that you were meant to be. A few weeks ago, my wife and I went to a local restaurant that had not been open very long. The restaurant was in a location where there had been a chain wood fire pizza place. And to my knowledge, this new restaurant was not a chain, and it's probably locally owned by somebody right here in the community. The first time we visited, right after it opened, we were immediately drawn to the aesthetics and the ambiance of the restaurant. The place had a modern flair, and it was warm and inviting. And I could tell we were gonna pay a little bit more for what we would consider kind of glorified bar food. But the place looked really appealing. Could be our new favorite haunt. The menu is what I expected. Sandwiches, burgers, and wood-fired pizza. So I got a sandwich and my wife got a pizza. Her pizza was great. And my sandwich, it was just okay. But passable. The service was pretty good, and figured we will come back even though we thought it was just a little bit pricey. Fast forward 1 month, we decide to visit again. This time, I got a burger and my wife got tacos. The food looked delicious when it came out. Although they didn't offer fries, which is a pet peeve of mine when I order a burger, but that's okay. The service was just adequate, and my wife's fish tacos, they weren't very good. My burger was huge. It was a really good looking burger, but it was not very flavorful. And the price was way too high for this type of food. The ambiance was still great, and I would say that the pizza is probably very good, but we won't be returning. Now, you might be asking, why would I share such a story? And what does this have to do with silent quitting? Well, here's why I'm sharing the story. This is a local business that provided an adequate experience, but adequate won't bring us back. We were satisfied enough with the food that they were serving, and we weren't going to complain. The service was okay, just not great. The prices were about $4 per meal too high, in our opinion. None of that is a deal breaker in and of itself. In short, we were satisfied, but we're certainly not advocates, and we won't return. In fact, I would estimate that the restaurant goes out of business within the next year, and they'll never really know why. So my question to you is this: how do you take care of your clients? Do you give them a reason to want to come back? Do you ever ask them how they felt about their service? How many people do you ask to give you a Google review if you're in business? Okay, now here's the other trick question. You may ask a lot of people to give you a Google review, but how many actually do it? Well, let me tell you something. It's the ones that don't take the time to fill it out that you need to be worrying about. Most people don't take the time to give 2 or 3 star ratings. Either they had a miserable experience and want the world to know, or they were totally blown away and want to be an advocate for you. Sam Walton, the founder of Walmart, used to start every training class with this story. His story goes like this. I'm the kind of person who goes to a restaurant, sits at the table and patiently waits, whilst the waiter does everything but taking my order. I'm the kind of person who goes to a shop and waits in silence whilst the employee behind the counter finishes the private conversation with the colleague before taking my payment. I'm the kind of person who goes to a gas station and never buzzes, but waits patiently whilst the employee finishes his newspaper read. I'm the kind of person who explains to a supplier his urgency on getting a specific product and does not complain after receiving it 3 weeks later. I'm really the kind of person who enters any commercial establishment and seems to be begging for attention, for a smile, for the employee to do me a favor. And now you must be thinking that I'm just a nice, calm, relaxed, quiet, patient kind of person. But you're wrong. You know who I am? I'm the customer who will never come back. Powerful, isn't it? The million-dollar question is, what do we do to find out how we are doing before it is too late? Because whether you're in sales or in some kind of a service industry, it matters. Well, the answer is simple. Much simpler than you might think. Just ask them. First, ask them to give you a Google review with a link so it's easy for them. I can't tell you how many times I have companies that say, hey, will you leave us a review on Google? And many times I've had a great experience and I intend to do that. However, you know what? Life gets in the way and it's not that easy. I have to look them back up. I have to click on the link. I have to make sure it's the right one. I might even have to log in. I don't want to do all that. Give me a link. Make it easy for me. So send all of your clients a link so that they can review you on Google. Make it easy for them. And then wait and see if they respond. If they don't take any action at all, email or text them again to see if they forgot and send them a link again. If they still don't take any action, then have a leader in your company call them. If they get the client on the phone, they should introduce themselves and explain the reason for the call. And it should go something like this. Mr. Customer, the reason for my call is a simple question that only you can help me with. Will you promise to answer this question honestly and without reservation? Most people are gonna say yes, because they're gonna be shocked that you're asking that. Well, you see, we at Acme Inc. understand that we sometimes fall short in meeting the expectations of our clients. And I would just like to ask you, where did we fall short? This simple effort will help you identify pain points in your process that you didn't know you had, and it will turn this satisfied customer into an advocate for future business. You see, no matter what you're doing in life, you're in the people business, and we affect people many different ways. So, how are you going to find out if your clients want to be an advocate for you?